Egypt this week unveiled an extensive renovation of the oldest monastery in the world, which marks the spot where the 3rd-century ascetic St. Anthony took residence. Egypt's government is touting the work at the 1,600-year-old site as a symbol of peaceful coexistence between the country's Muslims and Christians, a message the government has been emphasizing since a drive-by shooting at a church in southern Egypt killed 6 Christians and a Muslim guard on January 6th, the Coptic Christmas Eve. Egyptian officials insist the shooting was a purely criminal act without sectarian motives, but Christians, who make up 10% of the population, complain of discrimination. Christians have unequal representation in parliament and the security forces, and there are restrictions requiring government permission to build or even repair churches. Franciscan Father David Yeager is an expert on the church in the Middle East. He says the government of Egypt is constrained by a strong Islamist segment of the population.
There is an impression that the Coptic Church certainly shares that the state should do more, much more, even within the limitations imposed upon it by the demographic and political situations, to protect the Christian population and let it flourish. It is certainly in the interest of the Egyptian government to give a positive image of its relationship with its own Christian population. Given the heavy dependence of Egypt on U.S. Assistance, both economic and military, and therefore there are often initiatives in the U.S. Legislature to make such assistance somehow conditional on better treatment of the Christian minority. But I think there has to be great care taken not to push the Egyptian state beyond what the market will bear, so to speak. Where that point is to be is, of course, a matter of interpretation and evaluation at any given moment.